The Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. John Dinkins along with Chad Caldwell, the assistant coach at Smyrna. And, Chad, just a great district tournament, first of all. Just some really great games to watch. And you were involved, you guys were involved in most of them. It was really some really just nail biters at the end.
Right, just a lot of close games. It was tough to be on the losing side of them, but both of them were great games to be a part of.
Is that something that you guys kind of try to learn something from that? And because your squad, there's some youngsters on that squad, and they're going to take that, I think, and use it to their advantage. Maybe even as soon as tonight.
Yeah, I hope so. The thing we took out of it most of all is just when you have a chance to win the game and you're on the defensive end, if we make two rebounds, we're probably playing at home tonight. We missed a defensive rebound against Blackman. Then we fouled them going back up. And then in Siegel, we're up one. They missed, and we couldn't get a rebound. And then we fouled them, too. So we got to pull the rebound.
It's rare that you see a call ending a game on foul shooting, right. But to have it happen to you twice in less than a week is kind of amazing, really, that it happened that way.
Right. I don't think that's ever. I know my senior year of high school, our season ended on a foul call, just like the one against Blackman, and that was hard to get over. You're still really not over it, really. But Saturday night, there was a bunch of things that we could have avoided. We missed two front ends of one-on-ones, and we had a layup there with about 30 seconds left where we pump faked and traveled. So we could have extended the lead and not even had that come down to that.
I want to give your guys credit for one thing that in the Siegel game, it appeared in the first quarter and midway through the second quarter that, man, Siegel was just going to put it on you. And you guys came out in the third quarter, and I hit an unbelievable amount of threes. Logan Brooks played really well, and, he kind of got PJ, got hot. And I had just said on the air, basically, well, but PJ just hadn't got his game going tonight yet, and then the next thing I know, he's reeled off 10 points and made me look foolish. But, the basketball is a game like that, but they just came roaring back in that game.
Right. The first half of the Siegel game looked exactly like the Monday before that's practice. We brought them in Monday morning. We gave them the day off Sunday after the Blackman game. I brought them in Monday morning because we didn't have school and we practiced. And we actually just had to quit practice right in the middle of it just because they were not there mentally. They were still thinking about the Blackman game, and going over to Siegel, I had a feeling, or the coaching staff had a feeling, that first half was going to be the way we were going to play. But at halftime, we went in there and we really didn't have to say much. The kids, they got up, they were the ones talking. It was unacceptable the way they were playing, and they decided to go out there the second half and play.
And I've always loved to watch P.J. Whitaker play. He's a penetrator, a slasher, can shoot the jumper. And when he's on, there's probably no better guard in this district, to be quite honest with you. I mean, he's got that pure of a shot. He kind of led that surge back into the game and that motivation.
Right. He's our leader. He's our point guard. He's been our starting point guard for 3 years. Now, he played some at the point as a freshman even. So, everybody looks to him. So, when he goes, we go.
I think I asked on the air, too. PJ has been there 7 years. I think I made that comment because it seems like Smyrna basketball has been PJ Whitaker the last few years.
I wish he'd come back for an eighth year.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All that said, you're in the region, and you do travel. It's Tullahoma tonight. Tell us a little bit about the Wildcats and what you expect.
Tullahoma's not going to wow you just by going out there and watching them warm up. They're very physical. I think that's the thing that we've got to step up to is master physicality. I was talking to Coach Voss over there. Is Tullahoma, they don't take a bad shot, all right, because any shot they take, they're just going to rebound it. They try to get their points off garbage, off offensive rebounds. They're not gonna pressure much. They play half court man. They have a really good point guard, averaging about 18 a game. So we're gonna have to stop him first of all on the defensive end. And I think their weakness is in transition, which is our strength, is our pushing the ball and playing up tempo. So if we can get the game at our pace, I like our chances.
So rebounding is going to be a big factor. You get the rebound, you can play your game. If you don't, you work right into their hands.
Right, exactly. That's what we've been stressing for the last couple of days in practice, and we just got to go out there and execute.
It's always tough playing on the road. You guys have experienced that and have been through the wars now. Any kid that it's the satellite games, they were talking about that with Sean, but that satellite game is kind of not a game you really look forward to in terms of either the crowd is either one-sided. It's not a big crowd a lot of times.
Right.
It's not an atmosphere that gets the old adrenaline pumping sometimes. So how do you prepare them this week? How did you go about doing that this week?
Well, the good thing about playing Tullahoma is we've already played them in the regular season. So we've played in that gym. We're used to that kind of setting. The crowd that we went to, it was actually on a Saturday night when we played them. It wasn't that big. So I'm not really sure how they're going to react to just a region game, a playoff game. It's better going to Tullahoma than I think Lawrence County. They really packed that gym. 2 years ago, we went down there for the region. That place was packed.
A lot of history down there,
right,
too,
right.
That you're playing against. I get looking at the team as a whole, health-wise, everybody ready to go and looking good there?
Gondo Mary's got a little bit of an ankle problem, but he's probably 75-80%. He's going to play. So that's our only injury, maybe.
And he's starting to give you some valuable minutes, too, coming off the bench. And actually started the other night, but he's starting to get a little more physical. That's a key for him. And I know he's super tall, but the weight is not there yet.
Right, yeah, he's still raw. I mean, what I keep trying to tell everybody is that Ghana's just been playing basketball for a little over 2 years. So he didn't start playing until his eighth grade year at middle school. So he's still, just learning, especially the mental aspect of the game is where we're trying to get him the best at.
The Logan Brooks, I want to talk a little bit about him. He's been a role player, came in and started the other night, didn't have a particularly great first half. Boy, second half, he caught on fire. And he looks like the kind of player, the more minutes he gets, maybe the more he can warm up a little bit. But he played with some confidence the other night.
Right. Logan's a very good shooter. If we can get him shots, I think he can knock down a lot. Most of the time, he plays pretty good defense, rebounds, looks to make assist, but if we can get him to shoot more, I think he can make a lot of shots for us. And he's kind of one of the weird shooters, I guess, that we have, is that if he's right on the line, he's not going to make it. He's got to be about 3 or 4 feet behind the line to make it.
Well, I know that they were really long-range shots, and
right,
we were, like, amazed. I said one was right. I think he stepped on Lonnie's foot as he was coming down on one of them.
Yeah, it's very – you give him a hard time about it, but, if he's making them, it's just
– Yeah.
I'm shooting.
It's, I guess, a comfort level for players, though, isn't it? I mean, when you talk about those kind of things, it's some kids shoot better from the top of the key rather than on the baseline. It's just amazing, though, how comfort level of different kids.
Yeah, that's the way it is. That's with him.
Brandon Hathaway came off the bench, played really well the other night, too, in that Siegel loss. You get behind like that. I refer to that. That's not the ideal thing. So tonight it's important that you get off to a good start and not get behind and maybe at least play with the team or at least have a lead. Just play well early.
Right. You got to set the tone the first 4 minutes. That's what we talked about at the end of practice yesterday. We've got to set the tone the first 4 minutes, play the game at a pace that we want to play at, and keep it going throughout the game.
It's a big game tonight, isn't it? It's all the marbles here, isn't it?
It's huge.
We sit there and talk about certain games that are important, and we always say the first round of the district's important if you don't get a bye. And you guys have the thing that just amazes me about Smyrna is you play with everybody. You could play with anybody. Is that frustrating to you that you maybe not have done as well, or is it something like you've improved over the year and now you can play with them? What is the take on it?
I think it's a little bit frustrating. I think we lead the nation in 1 and 2 point losses. So, it's just hopefully starting now we'll find a way to win those close games.
All right, Chad. Well, good luck to you tonight, and good luck to Lonnie. And ask him about the. Okay, we're going to shrug that off. Is that what, take a bow on that? I'll just pretend I didn't understand it.
You don't need to listen to Coach Mid.
I don't know about the red panda.
The red panda?
The red panda was the halftime entertainment at the Vandy, South Carolina game that me and Coach Mid went to. That was actually the highlight of the night because the basketball game was not that good. You have to YouTube it.
Okay. We'll YouTube it. All right. Thank you. Chad Caldwell, the assistant coach of Smyrna. Good luck to them tonight against Tullahoma. And we'll continue with the Sean Middleton Show right after this timeout from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Stay with us.